Yes, the way that Hong Kong immigration works means that it's perfectly okay for you to start an employment visa application under the sponsorship of one employer and then subsequently, due to a change in circumstances, determine not to formally complete or start that employment once the employment visa has been approved, and therefore halfway through or at any stage, in fact, prior to the immigration department completing the process, you write to them and you withdraw that original application. Then you would prepare a new set of documents under the sponsorship of your second alternate employer and file your application in pursuit of an employment visa application for that particular work with that alternate employer. There's no downside to this, albeit that the Immigration Department now do have a file on you that sets out your profile as regards who you are and what you were hoping to do and what special skills, knowledge and experience you profess to have in the context of the first job offer. If the second job offer doesn't, in a sense, accord with the similar type of profile to that which was present in the first offer, then your ability to promulgate an argument on a different skill set per se has been lost. Therefore, it's really important to make sure that any job offer that you receive does accord with your specific skill set, and that any immigration applications you've had in the system can be seen as congruent and cohesive and consistent by the Immigration Department, so that they can see that you're not telling stories to game the system. So, okay, I hope you find that useful.